Heavenly Father, again we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. This day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right, and everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, amen. To our preachers and deacons and all of God's children, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God for our male coach. Thank God for them. Hallelujah. Bless this holy name. Joseph, we ought to thank him. Make a habit of thanking him all the time. He'll bless your life. God is good to everybody. Sometimes just because he don't answer our prayer like we want him to, and we let the devil make a crank out of us. Like that hood in God. Thank him. Even when things are rough. Things are rough. Hallelujah. Who else can we go to? He's able to do anything. And God sometimes just tries us. Tests us out. We started crying like babies sometimes, but trust him. He'll bring you through. Hallelujah. A God that need nothing. Number 111. God that need nothing. 111. Bless his holy name. What God need with you? Need, I said need. Nothing. We don't wake him up, he wake us up. He never get thirsty, never get hungry. He don't even go to sleep. You don't need nothing. And everything you got belongs to him. You come here naked, you're going to leave naked. Everything that you think you own belongs to the Lord. Bless his holy name. If you will, open your Bible to 2 Timothy 4:1 through the 5th verse. I said this once, but I'm on this. What I'm talking about, I've got to be on this. 2 Timothy 4:1. Paul going to write it. He said, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, that mean alive and the dead, at the appearance of his kingdom. He's talking to the preachers now. He said, preach the word. Be instant, in season and out of season. Be ready at all times. reproof, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, just right now, when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables, their own ideals. Hallelujah. I've been dealing with the preachers and the church. Kind of rough here. And there was a time that preachers need to preach. It's going to make some mad, make them mad. Recharge to preach the gospel. God, who is hit? He's going to hit everybody. You don't want to be hit, don't listen at the word of God. The word of God have no respect of person. But Paul dealing with the preachers now. Because there's so many phonies out there. Messing people up, going and coming. But a real preacher going to tell you the truth. I say a real preacher. Whether you pay your tithes or not, he's going to tell you the truth. Matter of fact, it's not your tithe. The tithe belongs to God. He's writing to Paul and all of us. If Jesus have said it in his word, then we can be authority to say it in our words. And when God speaks with authority, we don't have to argue about nothing. If his word said it, why argue? If his word said, preacher, don't you argue with nobody. You just preach what he said. Don't argue with nobody. They love to come up with an argument. This, that. Just stick with what God done said to his word. Told us reprove, rebuke, and exhort. This is our job as preachers. All the preachers said, preachers.
Preachers.
Preach.
Preach.
Sound doctrine. Sound doctrine is wise doctrine. It is soul food. It is good for the soul. Sound doctrine is good for the soul of the man. Junk food is a mess. Make your stomach upset sometimes, but soul food is good for the soul. God only have one soul food, and that's his word. Not junk food, but what? Soul food. Good for what? The soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And brother preachers, when we preach, you ain't got to argue. If God done said it, don't you argue. It's already authority when he done said it. Don't argue with the devil. Just preach what he said. God would hold what he said is whole. Bless his holy name. Got to be arguing with folks. Tell them what he said. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, God wants his preachers, everybody say preachers. God wants his preachers to preach and teach the word of God. He wants us to preach the truth with patience and long suffering. Out of love. Everybody say, out of love. Preaching out of what? Love. But always tell them the truth about God, Jesus, and his salvation. Tell them the truth. Folks don't want no truth now. They want to hear what they want to hear. Way back in the olden days, what preacher preached, boy, he preached, no folks believe it. But now, we don't got to a point now, we don't want to believe nothing the Bible said now. White House trying to change everything God done said now. But preachers got to preach what? The truth. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, God preachers are not to play with people's souls. A soul is so important to God and still important to man. God sent his only son to die on a cross to keep our soul from going to hell. I'm going to say it again. God sent his son to die on a cross to keep our soul from going to hell. Everybody say hell. But nobody want to go. But Jesus owns somebody what? To keep you from going. The only somebody can keep a soul out of hell is Jesus Christ. By believing on him as Lord and Savior. And my brothers and sisters, I believe it has gotten down to the point where the real church of Christ have forgotten what Jesus and what he sent us here to do in this earth. We forgot what Jesus come in the world to do. It gets so like that now. We don't know what Jesus come here for. Think. What Jesus come here for? Think. What Jesus come in this world, dying on the cross, what he come here for? He come to keep souls from going to hell. By believing on him that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's what he come here for. But seems like the church have left the mission of the church. I said, seems like. You see that to y'all people?
Yes, sir.
Folks that study the Bible, it seems like to you that we don't left the mission of the church? We are the church of Christ. Those who've been born again, we are the church of Christ. Well, why are we leaving the mission?
All right.
We don't draw up on the mission. Oh, don't mind. We don't get shaken because what folks said about the mission.
Yes, sir.
The church has the most important mission in the whole world.
Amen.
What that is, Reverend Walker? Tell the world about Jesus. But seem like, everybody say seem like. Seem like we have left the real mission of the church. Take your time, Walt. I said seem like it. I went for enough to move the seam out the way. And that's what we are doing. We're missing the mission of the church. God Almighty. Paul, how about reading Luke 9:19. 9 and the 10th verse, if you will. Missing the mission of the church. Watch the mission.
And Jesus said unto him,
yeah,
this day is salvation come to this house.
Lord Almighty.
For so much as he also is the son of Abraham.
Zacchaeus, talking about Zacchaeus, that little short fellow. You know, Jesus was parading down the road.
Right.
And a big multitude.
Yeah.
And he was a short fella, kind of like me. Hallelujah. That's my brother. I can talk about a short fella. And The Bible says he was short. Then.
Yes,
that's what he told. So he wanted to be seen too.
Yes, sir.
He wanted Jesus to spot him.
All right. Yes, sir.
But he was little fella, short fella, and the crowd was so mature that he climbed a sycamore tree.
Yes.
He wanted to see Jesus so bad, I'm going to get up in this sycamore tree,
yes,
and I can see him when he passed by.
Amen.
But if the name is written on high, you're going to heaven anyhow.
That's right.
Well,
he got his attention. He got his attention. But watch what Jesus said. Y'all know the story. Someone who comes to church, you know, read, Paul.
For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
That's the mission of the church.
Amen.
That's the mission of the church. That's the mission of the church. He come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's our what? Mission. Not to get rich. Not to name it and claim it. But we're missing the mission by naming and claiming. We're begging God for everything but souls to get saved. We're missing the mission. This what he come in the world for. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who owned this whole world, come for one thing. And that thing is to tell folks about Jesus, about himself. And we ought to talk about who? Jesus. I come to seek lost souls. Ain't that so? Walking around seeking. And folks running from him. He come to save the soul. You want to kill him.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. Don't forget what I'm trying to get you to see now. The mission of the church. The mission. This is our mission.
Thank you.
Now don't put our little program on. If the program is not listening but Jesus, we can cut it out.
Right.
Everything that we put on, if it's not lifting up the name of Jesus, we ought to shut it down. If it's not lifting up the name of Jesus, it's no good with the church. You had to get in your saving club and love a little auxiliary mess out there, honestly, for that other stuff. But the church got a special calling. And that calling is lifting up one name. And he told her, if we lift him up, I'll draw unto me. That's what the church is all about. We're missing the calling. We want folks to spot us. Preachers and pastors, look at me. Look at you. You ain't hear no nothing. Everybody want a kitchen, but won't put Jesus in the background until hell break loose. And when hell break loose, let's go pray, y'all. Oh, Lord, thank God, crazy. No, lift him up before man.
Yes, sir.
This the church main purpose. Other little mess is just mess. To seek God Almighty. I wish I had time to preach. Just to seek. Seek.
Take your time.
Seek. Save that which was lost.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Seek. Who wants to be saved? Who?
Seek.
Seek. Want to be saved.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Trying to find somebody who wants to be saved.
Yes,
sir. Thank you. Zacchaeus said, I just want to see him.
All right.
I just want to see him. I'm kind of short and the crowd kind of thick. I just want to look at him.
Yes,
just want to see him. Somebody say he looked like this, he looked like that. Let me see him myself. And
all right.
Somebody said he healed the sick and raised the dead. Let me see it myself. He 2,000 of folk. I want to see this fellow. Sometimes you got to go out your way to look for Jesus. You can't stay at home all the time. You got to go somewhere to look for him. And God know your heart. If you're looking for him, he ain't going to get you. If you're not looking for him, he ain't thinking about you. I want to see Jesus. Not the president, I want to see Jesus.
Thank you.
Not the star basketball player, I want to see Jesus. Not the football star, I want to see Jesus. Jesus is the star, all star. I want to see Jesus. Notice, he went out his way.
Uh-huh.
If God wants to save me, he'll come by. Uh-huh. Who you think you are?
All right. Well,
I just told you he needs nothing.
That's
what he need with you?
All right.
We don't want to go out of our way.
Well, that's right.
What a grown man. Can I say grown man?
Say it.
What a grown man look like climbing a tree. But I want this. Oh, I get a half a thing about that. I just want to see Jesus.
Yeah.
Heard folk been talking about him. He healed the sick, raised the dead, give sight to the blind. I just want to see him. We missing the calling here. We missing the calling. Come to seek and to save. The church missing her mission. Put on everything but try to get folks saved. God Almighty. That's his holy name. Notice, my brothers and sisters, in these last days, seem like most preachers, pastors, preach like everybody in the local church is already saved.
Right.
I said, we preach. We think everybody in our local church is saved. But please don't be deceived by the devil. The Bible says everybody in there is not saved. I said the Bible said that. I said, but the church feels like everybody in a local church is already saved. No, no, no.
You're right. Amen.
The devil loves church. Y'all didn't know that? He touched it. And he loves church. But he don't care about the owner.
Amen. Go ahead, brother.
We missing the callings, Sister May. Church missing her main mission.
Amen.
Is to seek and to save the lost. Every church member don't care nothing about no soul saving. See when you know him for yourself, you got to meet him for yourself. Then you know he real.
Yes, sir.
You know he real. You know he no phony. He'll make you walk where you don't want to walk. Make you talk what you don't want to say. When the doctor said he can't help you, he'll make it be well anyway. He real. But you got to meet him. I dare you to meet it. If you never met, I dare you to meet it. He'll make you start loving folks you can't stand.
Yeah.
Here's a strange God. Please don't be deceived. The church now missing her mission. We ain't think about no lost soul. The average church don't think about no lost soul. Paul, look at Matthew for me. 13. 24 through the 30 verse. Now watch this. Watch this. Take your time, Walker. Yes, sir.
Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field.
Know it now. The kingdom, he said, of heaven is likened unto what? A man which soweth good seed, not no bad stuff now, in his where? Field. Good seed. Everybody say good seed.
Good seed.
Not that bad stuff, but good seed. Read on, Paul.
But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way.
Why had he done what?
Slept.
Other words, you ought to have been praying, but you're sleeping.
Yeah.
If you're busy reading your Bible,
yes, sir.
You wouldn't have went to sleep. It's talking about spiritual lack sleep. Ain't concerned about this. Ain't concerned about getting lost or getting folks saved. Ain't concerned, but sleep.
Amen.
God Almighty. Always remember, if you've been born again, you got an enemy.
All right.
And those who haven't been born again, you got an enemy.
All right.
You got somebody using you, but he don't care nothing about you. The devil used you, can't use you up, and he can't do nothing about it. You already ate up. That's how the devil. I'm thinking, no, ain't you glad your master not like the devil master?
Mama.
That's right.
Mama.
The devil make us do crazy things, and then get in trouble and can't get out.
That's right. Come on with it, Rev.
But Jesus.
Yes, sir.
He'll let you get in trouble.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Get you out. We ain't want to get you out.
Yes,
ain't nothing too hard for him to do it. You know, if he can go down in a lounge then and tell the lounge, go to sleep.
That's right.
My boy's down there.
That's right, sir.
Look at a fire and say, don't burn nobody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's who you ought to be following.
Yeah.
When the enemy gets his arms around you, think he got you, but he don't have you. God got you. He'll allow the enemy to mess with you, but you just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You will see the salvation of the Lord. If you just stand still, you ain't got to fight like he fight. He hitting you with his fist, but I dare you to get on your knees and tell God about your enemy.
Hallelujah.
He'll make your enemy feed you. He'll make your enemy be your footstool. Sleep then. A lot of Christians go to sleep and tear all around.
Yeah.
Now watch this. Read on, Paul.
But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also.
Hang around you a while. Then he got to show himself. He dealing with fruit, you know, in there. Little vines or whatever, little branches, however the thing may be. But see, after a while, you see them come up. You see them by the left side. You see them by the left side. What's that? Whoa, I got a Lord, that, what's in my field? Look at that.
All that good fruit, you think it's fruit until it come up. Tear down there, the devil down there too. He got his seed planted too.
Yes,
in the same ground. Blaze, that's when you got to recognize sprout. Brought forth fruit. Then here come tear. Every time I want to do good, evil is always present. Read on, Paul.
So the servants of the householder came and said unto him,
yeah.
Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field?
God Almighty.
From whence then have it tares?
The farmer, the worker.
Yes, sir.
You know, he put good stuff down there. Then the servant went off to the boss. The boss said, did you put nothing but good seed down there? Where in the world this mess comes from? Where did this come from? This tear, weeds, and cuckabugs. Can I say cuckabugs? Johnson Gray.
Yeah, yeah.
Weeds.
Yeah.
I know I put good seed down here. Where all this mess come from? That's how the devil, when you get converted, you better watch the devil.
Yeah.
When you get your life and give it to Jesus Christ, if you don't watch yourself, the devil will put some sprout around you.
Yeah.
He put folk that you think you love them, but they want to lead your soul back where it comes from.
Yeah.
Where this tail come from? Where these weeds come from? And servant, we know we plant this good stuff. Read on.
He said unto them,
watch this.
An enemy hath done this.
Hmm.
The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up?
Oh. He said unto them, an enemy. An enemy has done this. We didn't do this. You can't tell them sometime till they come up because you don't know they're there. They couldn't recognize till they started coming up.
Come on with it, Ralph.
I hear you,
Pastor. The servant said, do you want to go get that mess up? Oh, I ain't got to that part yet, you know. Do you want to go get that stuff up? That way anybody else would do one to y'all. I know young folks know about that, but some of us older folks know about that. We worked in gardens and fields, and we chopped cotton, we chopped stuff, we, you know, corn from weeds and all that kind of stuff, you know. Because we knew to dig out there with corn and get the little Johnson grass. That Johnson grass looked like corn. And you had to, my papa would tell us, I knew my sister was, she's too young then, you know, but I knew chop around and stuff. And be careful, boy, don't hit that corn now, because some Johnson grass looked just like corn when it first started. I did it. Not lately, no. A long time, but I've done that. And some of y'all too. I'm glad I did. Yeah. When you come up, when we come up, you have to do it.
Amen.
You got to pay your children now just to wash dishes.
All right.
To sweep the floor. The enemy done this. Who is the enemy in the spiritual realm? The devil. The devil, everybody said devil. He's still the devil. He ain't going nowhere. He's still alive. That same devil that done this, the same devil doing it now. The same Jesus that planted, the same Jesus planted now. Taking the church lightly.
Read on, Paul.
But he said,
God Almighty,
nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them.
Oh. Why is that, Paul? God Almighty. No, I better miss Clayton and Kimmy about them flowers. I better miss them. Put too much work in that stuff. I know it's good. All right. I ain't worried. I ain't bought this stuff. You pull that head off and throw it to the floor. Yeah. That tail. Do you want me to get it up, Lord? No, don't bother. Because you may mess up the chum of Christians. Now, let me explain that a little bit. See, now, little children Christian and called kinfolks in there. They come up, but don't rust down in the bottom. They've got tangled up down in there a little bit. Kinfolk, my uncle, my aunt, my ungrain, my baba, and all that. No, tangled up down there. And you mess around there and pull that up, you're going to hurt them now. And then they're going to get mad. You may get mad because that's my uncle, that's my aunt. You see, kinfolk, they together down there. So let me separate them myself. I know what I'm doing. You don't know what you're doing. You're going to mess up. Let me get them. Tell. That same tale is alive right now. Don't you never forget that. That's what I'm trying to bring it to you. We don't miss the mission of the church.
Amen.
God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
Let both.
Watch this.
Grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers,
yeah,
gather ye first. Gather ye together first.
Yeah.
The tares. And bind them in bundles to burn them.
God Almighty.
But gather the wheat into my barn.
Ain't you glad you're a piece of wheat?
Yeah.
I know we read this. Did you not know that God over here now as I speak? He styled and sold their wheat and tear. God Almighty. And we in the local church feel like everybody in the church saved. Everybody in the local church ain't saved.
Amen.
The devil got folk planted just like Jesus got folk planted. That's what we got to understand. There'll be so much of hell goes on in local churches.
That's right.
And sometimes you have a devil preacher preaching.
Yes, sir. Amen. Preach it, Reverend.
Yes.
Amen.
A real preacher gonna tell you the truth if he got the wrong. That means we don't have to argue, brother preachers. That means I brought a better argument. You ain't got to argue over God's word. Just tell it and leave it alone. His word is sound. My word is sound. So why argue with a devil? Just don't tell him and leave him alone. God's word take care of himself. So we right now missing the mission of the church. I come to seek and to save that which was lost. So just leave him alone. I'm going to come back and get it straightened out after a while. Can't you see the coming of Jesus after a while? Many of you looking at me right now, don't believe Jesus even coming back. You got my sympathy in a sense. But I challenge you. Don't be caught the old folks with your work undone. He's coming back. Just like he said he would. And he going to separate the wheat from the tare. Leave him alone. I'm going to separate him when I get back. Now watch this now. Watch this. Say, preach, Reverend Walker. See, a lot of folk feel that when you lay across there, he in heaven. Them weeds not in heaven. that tear not in heaven. And then get mad with the preacher if he put him in hell.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
Tell him.
That's right.
Tell him.
That means a preacher got to be very careful.
Yeah.
We just think everybody died, go to heaven.
Right.
Stop fooling yourself. First thing out, he confessed Christ at early age. Always early age. Don't go to church, no, don't go to nobody's church, but early age. When I preach a message, they got early age, and I say, he in heaven. Because we confess Christ at early age. And really don't know where yet. But it got on the paper.
Oh, bless you, Father.
Wheat and tare grows together. We take the church lightly. We think the devil playing. The devil ain't playing with nobody. The devil wants your soul. Stop deceiving yourself. The devil wants your soul. Jesus wants your soul. The devil wants your soul. Who you gonna give it to? That's your choice. Nobody's choice but you and me. Watch this. Watch this. I don't mean no harm. I'm just gotta tell you the truth. Anybody know Jesus? Anybody turn down Jesus in time like these? If you go to hell, you deserve it.
All right.
You don't know what Jesus went through with just for your soul.
That's right.
Amen.
He wasn't suffering out there for himself. He was dying for lost souls. He paid your sin debt, but you got to recognize it, and the devil won't keep you blind of recognizing it.
You're right on that.
For God so loved the world that he gave. He didn't have a one son. He gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believes in him should not perish.
Yes,
perish means go to hell. Perish means go to the lake of fire.
Yes,
but have everlasting what? Life. Well, what is everlasting life? Watch this now. Watch this now. Everlasting life, I'm with Jesus forever. I'm with Jesus throughout eternity. I'm with Jesus forever and ever and ever and ever. Everlasting what? Life. All right? What about the tear? Everlasting damnation. Both of them ever what? Lasting. Folks that in hell are going to be with them what? Everlasting. Forever and ever and ever. Well, explain that, Reverend Walker. Thank you. See, your soul got to keep on what? Living. The body gone back to the dirt. But your soul, that's the reason you got to get somebody buried in your body, because you left what? The body. Your soul left the body. When your soul leave the body fall down. Your soul got to keep on living somewhere. And God have only two places, that hell or heaven. It's up to you to put it where you want to put it. And the church is missing the mission of the church. He come to seek and to save the lost. Not how much you can get. This the truth. Preachers need to preach the truth.
Amen.
Paul said, boy, I charge you in the name of Jesus to preach the truth, Timothy. Preach to pray with your soul.
Amen.
Try to keep friendship with folks.
Amen.
Trying to make folks pay more money. God take care of that. You just do what he said.
All right.
Tell folks the truth.
That's right.
Watch this now. I know it's not popular, but you got to preach it.
Yes, sir.
If you die without Jesus, where do you think you're going?
Right.
And first thing is, well, you're trying to get me saved. Yes. 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 I don't baptize. If you get saved, I baptize you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
I dip you in the water.
Yes, sir.
Water doesn't save you, but I put you in there because the Bible said be baptized. Get saved. God Almighty. Wheat and tare, the church really missing her mission.
Yes,
we ain't saying nothing about salvation
right. And
Jesus Christ.
Yes,
just go to church. You never sleep in church. The devil loves church. He know he hang around saints. Out trying to lure anybody he can. They get tied up with them, tangled up with them. When you find somebody that you don't got to be friendship with now, you go to church, you love the Lord, but they don't never bring up going to church. Nothing but worldly stuff. Yeah, good. I met it when I was young. You know, I've been saved a long time. But you don't do nothing by going no church. You better watch that guy. If you've been born again, you may run off of people. God will bring you back home if you've been born again. Those I love, what do you say? I chase them. Just like mama and daddy. You tell her, boy, don't go down the street. You know why you get playing with the other boys around there? You end up, you go on down there with the other fellas down there.
Come on with it, Rev.
Boy, it's kind of bad when mama come at you and five, six boys around there, you know. You know, y'all get my point, don't you? I know y'all young folks, I'm not talking to y'all anyway, but y'all don't know what a switch is, don't even know what a belt is, but it's. But we know down there. Don't you go down there, well, down there. And went anyway. Boy, you know, they can call. They have no telephone. They can call six blocks almost now. I know y'all grinning, but I'm not lying. My mama had a call like this. William Henry. Oh! My name William Henry, see. That way she used to call me. I could be two blocks off. You hear it, boy? Boy, but I, you know, sometimes you know you don't answer. You in the head, you know. Boy, you about to, well, here she come, boy. Uh-oh. The boy said, oh, man, here come your mama. Well, you know she coming at you, boy. You're too ashamed to cry. Hell, that switch boy. Come here, boy. Come here. Oh. You won't come here.
That's right.
When she gets through with you,
yep.
See, those I love, I want change.
Yep.
When a child of God been born again, he walk off and go to get back with the world. You'll see God come visit you. Some kind of way. It ain't nothing but a hospital.
Right.
Ain't nothing but you got accidentally shot. Had a wreck. Any way to get you back, you coming back home.
Yes,
you my child. I'm going to whip you back home. However, get you back, I'm going to get you back.
Amen.
Amen.
He'll come at you. We missing the calling of the church. When he come at you, y'all don't miss some folks that been out there. All of some way been out there. But brother, when he come at you, sometimes he get you where you can't do the but be at church.
All right.
However the case is, I'm on my way to heaven now. That's all what counts. Let the wheat and the tares grow together. And at harvest time, don't you mess with them, preacher. Don't you mess with them. I'm going to separate them myself. I do the separation. God Almighty. Because the devil can put on. But I know who really minds. I come at mine. God Almighty. And he, I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad that he done saved me.
Well, catalog number 17.
This is, see, you take it lightly. We let the devil fool us. So, man, you all right. See, you go to church. You all right. You know, he talk to you like that. You just been to some other folks in there. All that kind of junk. Yeah. You know, you saw that sister over yonder. She sang in the choir. Saw that brother over yonder. He down there, blah, 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 blah. She bring up anything in your mind and make you get satisfied. Anything to make you satisfied. But you know you don't know Jesus as your Savior. And you can't get no plan in what God done fixed it. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. He can't get no simpler than that. If a man go to hell and hear that, he needs to be in hell. He don't want to go to hell. That's your choice. Preacher don't even say nothing about hell, but it's still there. Sometimes folks, oh, he tells somebody, I ain't going out there no more. He talk about hell. Yes. As long as I'm pastor, I'm going to talk about hell. When I face God, he said, Walker, well, you know, you didn't. You ought to told them folks the truth. And I will come put you over here, but I'm going to put you over here. You still didn't hit me, all right. But put you over here. See, but he don't have to tell me that.
Right.
Amen. Some of you, I don't talk to whoever, I'm radio land or whatever. They get me up there, you know, I say, Walker, he said, Walker, you called for me to be here. You know, went to hell, you know. God, Reverend Walker didn't tell me. I said, he lying. I told him. I told her. I told him. I told him about Jesus. Told him. Told him. Told him about Jesus. Let me say this, y'all. I get emotional. I just love the Lord. Y'all just don't know. Listen to me good. I mean it from the depth of my heart with this Bible in my hand. You love all folks.
Yes, sir.
Both love people. Boy, but I don't want to play with nobody's soul. I'm going to heaven when I die. I don't know how it is, but I know ain't no more pains and nothing but joy and peace. I know we're going to be judged. Not to go to hell, no kind of way like that, but God take awards from us. But my soul is saved.
Thank you.
Yes.
Amen. I don't want nobody. It ain't going to be nobody. No, I'm saying it like that. I don't want nobody, and it won't be nobody to tell God, Reverend Walker caused me to go to hell.
Right.
Nobody won't be able to say that about me. I told you about Jesus. That's my calling, to tell folks about Jesus. And anybody else been called by God, that's their calling. In every real church, that's what we're supposed to do, to tell folks about Jesus. That's the church mission. We're missing the mission of the church. We keep up with everything but the church. Everything getting to be popular now but Jesus. Want to play Jesus on the side, let Jesus crazy. He's not crazy. It's just what the word said in the last days. Evil men's and seduced. Y'all see how evil it getting?
All right.
You haven't saw nothing yet. See nothing yet. Evil men and seducers. Seducer means false preachers. False folks.
Yeah.
Don't whack worse and worse.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. Haven't seen nothing yet. See nothing yet. Don't y'all see how the world is done? Y'all, it's danger everywhere you go now. We still haven't seen nothing yet.
That's right.
Watch. Can't trust nobody. The White House changed everything. But you can't change this. I dare you to stick with it. I say, those folks say, I double dog dare you to. He can't do nothing with that. The devil can't do nothing with it.
Right, Pastor.
Not a thing in the world he can do with this right here. Just what he feels. Right here. Just what the devil feels. That means Paul told Timothy, preach.
Right.
In season, out of season. When he don't want it, preach it. When he do want it, preach it.
Yes,
that's our job as preachers.
Right.
Right.
Amen, Pastor.
The devil know his time ain't long.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you this, because you can watch, I may be in heaven. But why not? They're gonna they after that name. Y'all see that name, y'all?
That's right. That's right.
Y'all see it, don't you?
Yes, sir.
What it said. Okay, why? See, that's who the devil wants.
Right.
Get rid of that name.
That's right.
It's going to the White House after a while. Watch.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The devil slick. He kinda get the false doctor. He messing with them first. Because if you get direct at him, you're going to have a big mess. But he's going with them first, and then we're going to have to fall in line with them. That's the trick the devil uses. This who he after, that name right there. Ain't no saving power, but one name, and that's the name. The devil know that. He knows that. That means preacher got to preach Jesus if they've been born again. It ain't nothing new. God told you these things gonna be. We just got to stick with it.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, boy. And let me tell you this. Oh, boy. I don't know about y'all. I mean, say you don't know about you. I don't know, we don't know about each other then. But really, from the depth of my heart, you think I get to hear me and don't see the folks I pastor?
Thank you.
Folk, you pastor. You want to see every one of them.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I ain't saying you're not saved. I'm talking about folks, unsaved folks. Wherever you come from, you ain't got to be a member of the church. Get yourself saved. You're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die. And you don't know when and don't know where and how. But you're going to die. You're going somewhere. Your soul got to live somewhere forever. May kill the body, but it can do nothing with the soul. And God have it so simple. It can't get no simpler than that. He knows that kid wants to be saved.
Yes, sir.
That means you ask him.
Yes.
Come on down.
Yes, sir.
He went out of his way.
Yes, sir.
Jesus knows he went out of his way.
Yes, sir.
You see Jesus.
Yes.
Go out your way.
Right.
He knows if you go out your way.
Yes.
That's when he called him. Come here, boy. I know you got a high. Come here.
Uh-huh.
And God, you ain't got to pay for it. Oh, boy. It's just simple.
Amen.
The devil have folk with unbelief in their heart. Half of them be ashamed. A lot of them say, I don't see it. Nothing in. That's the devil got you blind as a bat. Yeah. And that's all he said. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt, not might, not maybe, be saved. Saved from what? See, you got to be saved from what? From hell.
Yes, sir.
Saved from going to hell. If that's what no, if that's all, if I wasn't going to hell, well, I ain't going to hell. No, go for what? You got to go somewhere to stay.
Yes,
forever. Your soul, we can't see that soul, that's you. You can't see my soul, that's real me. See, the soul got to keep on living. It can't perish. It's perish when you lose it. That means go to hell with the devil. The devil know where he going. He always trying to get everybody to go with him. Because he blind folk mind. Don't you believe that stuff? Remember, folks going to be watching you and all that kind of stuff. See? The devil, all he want, you to die. And then that soul got to go to hell forever. Ain't no second chance. Don't let folks be coming. No second. We have one chance. That chance on this earth right now. Finna go home. Somebody may want to give their life to Christ. Let us all stand. Let us all stand. Somebody may want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior. You may come now. The doors of the church is open. I want you to hear this. You don't have to be a member here. Just confess Jesus and tell God to direct you to a church where he talked about Jesus. That's all. I didn't want you to say. Somebody may want to come by Christian experience or by letter. You may come. Will there be one? Will there be one? Will there be one? He come to save you.